We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, and we are beginning 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I think the beginning of the 8th line. Om Rav Yesi Rav Zavida. Ha'oisim Malacha b'shnei ben Hashmashos. Usually, if someone does a Malacha on Shabbos, ben Hashmash, which is a Safik, he brings an Ashum Talim, because it's a Safik of a Shabbos, or if it's Yom, or if it's Chayil. Om Rav Yesi Rav Zvida, Isa Malacha b'shnei ben Hashmashos. If he does Malacha on Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos, and then goes ahead and does Malacha on Matzah Shabbos ben Hashmashos, and Rashi learns that he did Malacha the entire ben Hashmashos. So then, according to this Mandiyama, according to Rav Yesi Rav Zvida, Yechai v'chatas. Why? The Mod of Shach. Either, you know, if ben Hashmashos is considered Yoyim, so then, Matzah Shabbos Yechai v'chatas. And if it's considered Laila, then Erev Shabbos Yechai v'chatas. He did the whole time in Hashmashos. That's what Yesi Rav says. Talk to Mara Vaita. Omalei Rava L'shamei. Atun Lekim L'chu B'shiur D'Rabbanon. Us, that we don't know, or you the Shamish, you don't know exactly the Shurim of the Chachamim, what you should do. You know, maybe me, I know the Chachamim exactly, I know how to tell, but you don't know. You should be very careful out of Shabbos. What do? At the Shimsha Reish Dikli, when you see the sun already on top of the trees, Asl Shraga, light near Shabbos, because you don't want to Chas V'Shom do Malach on Shabbos and get into the Shailah. But Yoim Hama'oinimai, the Mara asks, what you do on a cloudy day? So Gemara gives three different things. But also, if you're in a city, Chazi Tanagayla, you look at the chickens. The chickens, at the end of the day, they gather on a beam and they sit there. You know, the day is over. But Dabra in the field, the Arvim, the ravens do that. Inami Adoni. And another eight says to look at a certain plant called a mallow plant. And that plant seems like it faces up to the sun. So at the end of the day, it faces towards the Ma'ariv. So then you know that the sun is about to set. So you have three simanim, you don't know, but when you're ready to see, if it's a sunny day, when you see the sun on top of the trees, just stop doing it right there. So the Gemara Vaita. In those days, they instituted a whole system of blowing shofar to tell everyone when to stop doing malacha. Again, there was no watches, you know, everyone would take a mistake. They had a whole system set up. Tana Rabbanan. Shesh tekiyas toikim Erev Shabbos. These used to blow six different tekiyas Erev Shabbos. Rishoyna, the first tekiyah, lahavdil es ha'om and malachos v'sadas. The first tekiyah was to tell the people in the fields, which take a while to walk back home, to stop doing malachos. Start walking back now. Shnia, you know, like, you know, 20 minutes later, they blew the second shofar. Lahavdil ear, the people who do malach in the city, the chanuyas and the stores. That was the second one. Shlishis lahadikas ner. They already had them be madlik ner Shabbos. Divrei Rav Nosson. Ridonasi oimer. Shlishis lachloitz tefillin. Take off tefillin. And the fourth one was to be madlik neris. And after either the third or fourth, what do you do? V'shay they wait. Kedet slias dakot. Enough time to be tzayla a small fish. Oikedil lahadik pas tanor to put the bread into the tanor to let it bake. V'tekeya Maria v'tekeya. And they blow shofar. They blow shofar through a shofar. They blow this, and the shofar. Then they stop doing malacha legamri. You don't do any more malacha. That's it. You don't do any malacha. So what do you see from this gemara? What you see from this gemara actually is that after adlakas neris, you still did a malacha. We know it's machlokes bahag and the rush. According to bahag, once you light neris, you're mekabel Shabbos. According to the rush, no. The rush brings a raya from this gemara that you see adlakas neris not called kabbalah Shabbos. You can still do malacha afterwards, because even after the third or fourth shayfa, when they told people to take adlakas neris, they still afterwards were tzayla. They roasted their fish or put their bread into the tanner. Balakpam, that was the seder of the tekiyas. Ar moshim megamil ma nasa lehem libavliim she toikim ariim v'shayis tekariim. They end off the set of blowing with a teruah, and that's when they make Shabbos. Aren't you supposed to end with a tekiyah? Break the markasha. Stamma is a problem. Teikim ariyim, havel chamisha, only do five, not six. Elo, what they did like this. Shetaikim, v'chayim v'taikim, blow two tekiyahs, umariyim, and then they blew teruah, and then they had Shabbos. V'shayim v'shetaikim ariyim. And the v'shayim is from the teruah. But they changed the seder. So Gemara says, minig avasei v'yadayim, it's fine. Don't be maichon that, because that's the minig, and that's what they do. Ma'asi lo, l'rav Yehuda, l'rav Yitzchak, berei. Rav Yitzchak was learning. Rav Yehuda was learning with Rav Yitzchak, his son, who was learning these Gemaras, and he said, and the way he was gairis was, The second shofar was the Madde Ganer. Now we have no Madde Yom like that. The second one's for the people in the city. So it's Magmar Kaman, Loikrab Nasi, who says it's the third one. And a Loikrab Yudah Nasi, who says it's the fourth one. Fourth Tekiya to Halakas Ner. So what's Pshat in this Brisa? Ella, you have to be Gairis. Hashlishus lahadik zaner. You have to be gairis that he said shlishus. And who is going to do? Come on, Rav Nosson. Going to Rav Nosson. So tomorrow, right? Tanit ve'er v'shmal. Sheish tekiyas. This tomorrow is going to talk about the same 6 degrees before. I'll elaborate a little more on this. Tanit ve'er v'shmal. Sheish tekiyas toikim erev Shabbos. They blew 6 times shayf in erev Shabbos. Hischel eskoy et kira shayna. When they blew the first shayf, and nimtzu ha'imdim v'sodam l'adar. Nimnu ha'imdim v'sodam l'adar. The people in the soda. They stopped. The people in the south, they stopped digging already, and malachros and plowing. And malachos kol malachos v'sodas, and all malachos v'sodas they stopped. Ve'ena kreivim v'shalom lekones, and the people who are in the fields that are close to the city, they shouldn't go in until the other people who are further away reach them. Actually, v'ol ha'rechaykim, until the rechaykim reach them, v'yikonzikulim kechad. All coming at one time. Why? Rashi says you shouldn't be chayshish that if you come first and the people come afterwards, you're gonna be chayshish that after shayfa they still kept on working. And that's when it's so late. No, so you all come together. That's after the first shofar. And Vadayin, Chanuyas Pesuchas, the stores are still open with Teresa Menachem. And the boards that they use to give out, show all the wares, are still out there. Hitzchel Skait Kiyoshnia, when they started blowing the second shofar, and Estalka Teresa, they closed up the shops. They took away the boards that held out the wares. And Veninu Lachanuyas, they locked up the stores. That's the two tekiyas. People still had the hot water on the fire. Kederos, Menachas Agav Akira, and also the chalm was still on the Kira. Hischos got Kira. So they started blowing the third shofar. Silik Hamasalik. They took off the stuff that are for Friday night too. They took off the oven. They're gonna use it tonight. The Hitman Matman, and they were timing. They covered all the stuff they need for tomorrow. The Hidlik Hamalik, and they lit Neris like Rav Nosson. This is the third thing they lit Neris. B'shoyer, then they wait. They wait then enough time for someone to roast their little fish, like the Hadgah Paspatano, or to bake some bread. But the Kaya Maria, the Kaya Vashayfer. Then they blow Shayfer, the Truah, and the Shayfer, and they rest from Malacha. Omra Yisi Rechanina, Shemati, Shembala Hadlik, Acha, Sheish, Tekiyas Madlik. Let's say someone forgot the Lantaris. And they already blew 6 Tekiyas, which means you have to be Shayfer ready. He heard that maybe you could light right then. Why? The Chazan Knesset, is the one who blew shofar. He had a special spot on a roof top where he blew shofar for a whole city. And he heard that they let him bring home the shofar, Haluk Shofar Lebeisa, and the shofar is Muksa. So it must be we were not Mekabel Shabbos, didn't come Shabbos until a few minutes later. I'm alive. That's the case. You can't stop the Nachal Shurim. How do we know how much time after the shofar is? Maybe the Chazan lives close to the rooftop or not. So you can't do that. Everything the Chum do have a shir. Ella Vada, the sixth Tekiah Shabbos Gomer. I worry the shofar. Mokum Snu Yeshu the Chazan Akneset Bereshis Gaga. He has on the roof a special spot where he puts away the shofar. The Shom Niach shofar. He puts the shofar. The fish aimit haltel leis a shofar leis a chatzoytzers. Why do you need to do this? Because you're not letting metaltel that's muksi now metaltel the shofar or the trumpets on Shabbos. And therefore, they have a special spot for it to put it away. And we'll see why it's muksi on tomorrow's daf. But it was muksi and difficult to put it down, and put it down right there, and right then. And that's where they kept it. And of course, you cannot light candles after the sixth tekiah.